But if you would like to help Anas Abdin battle for his own creation and help other independent creators in the future protect their creations from these giant behemoth corporations, there is a GoFundMe that I have set up for Anas Abdin.
Nerderotic.com.
The Star Trek Discovery lawsuit isn't over, but Anas Abdin needs your help. That's why I broke out my Justice for Anas t-shirt, and I will tell you where you can find one. What's the tardigrades Star Trek Discovery lawsuit? Well, I'll give you a recap in just a moment. But before I get started, if you like what I do here, please consider subscribing to the channel. YouTube has recently made a change to the algorithm that benefits companies like CBS and does not benefit independent creators like yours truly and Anas Abdin. And in this case, especially, could you please share and like the video as much as possible and comment? Because we need to get the word out there, because a lot of times the only protection we have and the only hope we have of our stuff getting out there is you, and Anas needs you. Now, let me give you a brief recap on the Star Trek Discovery tardigrades lawsuit, and we will be using Anas's own words. My name is Anas Abdin. I am an independent game developer and a pixel artist. I sued both CBS and Netflix for copying major elements from a video game I'm developing called Tardigrades. The elements of my game are used in their Star Trek Discovery show. It seems, as an independent game developer, I have no rights to protection of my own original expression. If you are an independent creator, you can be next. Any large entity can steal your ideas and get away with it. Ideals are not protectable. Only the expression of these ideas deserve protection. The expression of my ideas are irrefutable in the art, video clips, and the text produced by me. Back in May 2014, I started developing a space-themed adventure game called Tardigrades. I've been working on it all by myself. I wrote the full story, created the characters, painted the background art, designed the spaceships, animated the cut scenes, composed the music, and of course wrote the code for the game. On October 2017, I have been reached by friends and fans about a TV show with similar ideas for my project Tardigrades. The show was Star Trek Discovery. I didn't know there was a new Star Trek series because I wasn't into TV and movies due to my limited time between a full-time job and caregiving for both of my elderly parents back then, all by myself. I tried to contact the producers of the show, CBS, about the weird situation because I was worried about my project and how may some people interpret the situation. CBS legal vice president spoke with my lawyers and promised to get rid of the tardigrades creature from their show, and they promised not to sue me for copyright infringement. Yes, you read that right. They won't sue me, even though I posted my project updates years before their show. We were promised another call, but they kept postponing and ignoring until I reached a dead end and had to force my rights. And that's what happened. This all could have been taken care of. Anas is a pretty reasonable guy, but CBS just knew they could out-semantics this guy and outspend this guy. So that's guilt, in my opinion. In my opinion, CBS and Alex Kurtzman completely ripped this guy off, and I feel like they show it every time they produce something. As a matter of fact, they have recently shown this. In the final episode of Star Trek Discovery Season 2, they rip off themselves in Star Trek Into Darkness. They rip off 2001, A Space Odyssey. They rip off the MCU with Iron Man. I'm sure that's all paying homage, but you see the lack of originality time and time again from Alex Kurtzman. In the latest effort, the Short Treks, they try to be the Orville. I filed the lawsuit on August 2018. I gave them almost a year to make things right, but with no use. Independent creators and YouTube started questioning about the situation. A few websites picked up the story. The general reception was very supportive on my side. CBS hired a prestigious law firm to fight me. They argued that I am trying to copyright the real-life tardigrade creature that lives on Earth, even though I have never claimed that. I gave these creatures a combination of proprieties and abilities that were given to them before any previous work, like a giant blue tardigrade traveling instantaneously in time and space. How many times have you seen that in science fiction? But CBS tried to say that was scenes afar, like a gunfight in a cowboy movie. I made the tardigrades creature in my project huge, blue, and used to facilitate instantaneous space travel. The tardigrades were also the research subject of a blonde botanist named Carter, whom also encountered an interracial relationship with a dark-bearded male character named Aziz. This appeared on their show with Paul Stamets, who is a blonde astromycologist, I don't know what that is, mushroom botanist, and Dr. Hugh Calder. Both male characters are in an interracial homosexual relationship as well. The characters kept looking the same to those I created for tardigrades. Michael Burnham looks exactly like Yolanda, and Sylvia Tilly is a direct copy of Natasha. And there is no denying this. And again, these things by themselves, coincidence. Altogether, not a coincidence. In my opinion, CBS ripped this guy off. They might get away with it because they can outspend him. That is a threat to independent creators everywhere, especially since CBS just sued the crap out of all the Star Trek fan films. The show kept introducing copied characters, spaceships, and other elements, story-wise, and even the visual effects. That stopped me immediately from enjoying the show. One would argue that this could be a public boost for my indie game, or even a compliment that a huge franchise is using my ideas. Well, not to me, not this way. My project, Tardigrades, was intended to be commercialized, and all of its profits was going to be spent on relocating my little family to get better treatment for my father's Parkinson's and my mother's knee replacement surgeries. My father also had early stages of dementia. I saw all my hopes and dreams fall apart in front of the whole world. And things got worse from there. After his father passed from Parkinson's, he went and visited his grave one day in September, and the day he got back from that is the day he found out that the judge dismissed his lawsuit based on scenes afar. Hi, Tom from Midnight's Edge. Give me your take on this case, since because every time I do these lawsuit update videos, I'm by myself. So let's hear another YouTuber's opinion on this.
Since the beginning, I think it's been pretty obvious that even somebody who knows nothing about Star Trek could look at the two similarities in especially the tardigrade anyway, and see that there was something there that wasn't right and it was fishy. And over time, we started to learn more and more from like Robert Meyer Burnett about what the original character was like compared to what we got. And then, of course, Anas, he felt that not only did the tardigrade resemble stuff in the game, but it also, there was characters and stuff like that. But even all that aside, I think the main point of what happened in the end of the court case was, I'm not so sure the judge himself, I don't think he had the wherewithal or the knowledge of how copyright might work or how creating something as an IP really is different from something else. Because, you know, yes, tardigrades are in nature. They're also called the water bears or whatever. But the differences that Anas made to the creature were so similar to the differences that Star Trek made to the same creature that I think the two conflicted. So to me, it's like the way the judge came down on the case, it was almost like you could argue that it doesn't matter if a mouse has pants, you know, and a bow tie and gloves and shoes and calls himself Mickey. You can't copyright that because it's a mouse. It's a creature. It's scenes affair. You know, these things can drag on for years and years and years at times. And that's what CBS wanted to do. Either get it thrown out or they were going to drag it on so long that it would just decimate Anas.
I wanted to give you somebody else's take on that one because I've made so many of these videos by myself, but there's other YouTubers in this fight. There's Doomcock, there's Midnight's Edge, everybody there. Mecha Random 42, Bounding into Comics has written about this. Bleeding Fool has written about this. The Metro has written about this. Rock Paper Shotgun has written about this, but the access media has stayed away out of fear of CBS. So we need the word to get out there. I want to continue the fight. Every time we hear about a story of an independent creator being smashed by a major corporation because they think they can get away with it due to their massive resources against our limited ones, I want to keep fighting this ruling. I cannot do this all by myself. I have never asked anyone for financial help in my life, but I learned that the numbers required to continue fighting are ridiculously high. This is the reason why these large corporations feel confident that they can get away with the infringement of our intellectual properties. I have looked deeply into the fees needed to pursue this battle. These fees are broken down to the following categories: hiring computer network experts, $20,000 to $35,000 per person, obtaining legal consultants, $1,000 an hour, estimated $15,000 per person, promoting, marketing, and contacting news agencies, attorney's fees, court fees. And this brings us to the GoFundMe. If I thought for 1 second this was a frivolous lawsuit, I wouldn't be making multiple videos and talking about it on multiple live streams. We ran a telethon last night. Link will be in the description. But if you would like to help Anas Abdeen battle for his own creation and help other independent creators in the future protect their creations from these giant behemoth corporations, there is a GoFundMe that I have set up for Anas Abdeen. Link will be in the description as well. We initially need to raise $5,000 in the next 24 to 48 hours, and we're almost there. We will need more in the future, but we just need to keep the ball rolling right now. So please stay tuned to the channel. Every little bit helps. And if you can't afford it right now, simply sharing it on your social media account would do wonders, and any help is appreciated. If you also want the Justice for Anas t-shirt, it can be found on mixtees.com. Again, link will be in the description. All proceeds from the shirts will go to Anas Abdeen's legal fees. I would like to thank Tom, Rob, and Andre from Midnight's Edge. I would like to thank Doomcock from Overlord DVD, Mecha Random 42, Nick Ricada from Ricada Law, John F. Trent from Bounding Into Comics, and the folks at Bleeding Fool for getting the word out there as much as they could. It is greatly appreciated, and Anas is eternally grateful. We will be doing another live stream telethon on Midnight's Edge main channel. Keep an eye on my website, nerdrotic.com, and my Twitter for time and place. Everybody have a great day. Justice for Anas, and I'll see you in the next video.
Nerdrotic.com. Please subscribe.